Okay, thank everyone for coming. Called Purim. It's almost last time we were here was Av, so there's a big connection itself of Av and Adar. We'll get to, but you know the Megillah it says just from it says like Hudim Haisa Ora V'Simcha V'Sasim Yikar. Right, the Jews had at the time of Purim they had Or, which is light. They had Simcha, Sason, and Yikar, and preciousness. So I saw in Sefer Or Gedaliah ask, what's Ora? If anything, you should say like Hudim Haisa Or. Ora is Lashon of Nekeva. So you could say, he said one thing there, but you could say also, Ora means that the women are also included in this. Now, Purim's not just, very much people think Purim's just a guy's holiday. But really, it's called Megillas Esther. So the women are very much involved in Purim. And the main way to do, like, who's my Ora, it says Ora Zutora. So the first way to get together to learn is a good hachana for Purim. So, just to start with, there's an amazing story. One of my favorite stories is the Baal Shem Tov. Is that there's one time it was known that there was this famous speaker who was going around cities, wherever it was, in Ukraine, who was a famous person who was disproving Kriyas Yamsuf. To show that Kriyas Yamsuf was not a godly, wasn't a nace, rather it was all within the world of nature. It was just a natural event. And he used to have crowds and crowds of people who would come to hear this person speak. And so the Baal Shem Tov heard about this, so the Baal Shem Tov went to the place he was speaking. And this guy's saying how it was just a wind came and it had nothing to do with Hashem, nothing to do with God. Whoever thinks it was from God, you're totally mistaken. There's no such thing as God. It's just on nature. So after that, Baal Shem Tov, HaKadosh, got up and he said, I just want to come here and say he is absolutely right. And everyone's like, what? And he's like, he's absolutely right. But let me ask you a question. How could it possibly have been that this wind came at this time when this nation was going here, and then exactly when they got out, the water came and covered the Mitzrayim, but it didn't touch the Jews? He's like, if you could explain me how that's not a miracle, then I believe you. But until you can explain me that, then I don't want to hear another word from you. Baal Shem Tov was telling him that you could disprove miracles as much as you want, but the biggest miracle is that within Teva itself, that's where Hashem really is. And so it takes a person has to see it very clearly. And this, I think this mice is, the story is the whole Indian of Purim, is that Purim, there's no big lights really of Purim. You know, we know with Kriyas Yamsuf was C-split. Matan Torah, the thunder, lightning, everything was big. Purim is very, very pashut. So that's what we'll speak, we'll try to say, very simple idea, but I think something that's going to get us ready for Purim. So again, there's the Gemara in Tainis says, Kishem Shem Mishenichnas Ad Av Mimata Besimcha, Kach Mishenichnas Adar Marvin Besimcha. It says, just as when Av comes, we decrease in our Simcha, so too when Adar comes, we increase our Simcha. So there's a big connection, like we said before, between the month of Av, right, which is, we know it's a very sad month, Beis Hamikdash, right, mourning, and Adar, which is like the happiest month. So in Parshas Devarim, which is always Parshas Chazon, right, Shabbos Chazon, so in the third pasuk of the Haftarah of Chazon, it says like this, that in Yishayahu it says that Yada Shor Konehu, that the, I have to read in Hebrew, then I'll read in English. Yada Shor Konehu V'Chamor Avus Balav Yisrael Lo Yada Ami Lo Es Bonin. It says like this. It says an ox knows his owner, right? An ox knows his owner. A donkey knows his master's trough. He knows where his food is, right? But Israel does not know. My people does not perceive. They don't think. So what's it saying here? It's saying that a shor, it's a really harsh thing. He's saying that what? That an ox knows who its master is. And a donkey knows his master is. But my nation itself doesn't know me? It's similar that the first time we see that a malik comes onto the scene, it's first we say, Hayesh Hashem Bikirbenu im ayin. And then the next pasuk is Vayavo malik. Right? So we ask, it was right after Kriyas Yamsuf, all the Nisim, all the Esr Makos, and all of a sudden we say, is Hashem in us or not? So Rashi says a mashal there. He's the mashal. It's a mashal like a father who's holding his son on his shoulders, right? And all of a sudden the son starts saying, like, where's my father? Who's holding me? Where's my father? Where's my father? And all of a sudden the father's like, are you kidding me? Like, I'm right here. And he's like, I don't see my father. So all of a sudden he throws him down and the kid gets bitten by a dog, right? And he says, like, hello. So the dog is compared to a malik. Is that what? We didn't stop to think about, like, what's happening here? That we didn't even realize that Hashem, our God, like, even an ox knows this, but we didn't know it. But I think the key word, if you look in the pasuk, it says, lo yada mi, lo his boning. So we spoke about this a little bit out of time also, that lo hisbonin, hisbonin means to think, to stop and to seriously meditate on it, to think about it. So that's the nekuda there. So it says in the Sefer Likutei Maran from Rabbi Nachman, he says that in Torah Nun Gimel, I don't have it in front of me, but he says that every single day of a person's life, Hashem sends a person hints as to what he should be doing. Every day, Hashem sends you little hints. He says the whole nekuda. So then you ask, okay, so why didn't I see the hint today? He says because when we don't stop to hear it, you'll miss it. But every single day, if a person stops a little bit and thinks and looks what's going around him, you see Hashem sends you hints of what you have to be doing, right? So it's similar that in the Sefer Sichos Haran, he brings this idea out very nicely. It's in Torah Nun Beis in Sichos Haran. He says like this. Mikol ha-dvarim, tzoit kavod Hashem Yisbarach. He says, from every single thing there is in the world, just the honor of Hashem is just, tzoit is screaming out to you. Ki melocha la'aretz kavodo, because we say that the whole world is full of the kavod, full of the honor of Hashem. Vafil misipure ha-goyim, tzoit gam kipo Hashem Yisbarach. Even from the words that a goy speaks, you can even hear the kavod Hashem. Like it says in Tehillim, it says Sapru Vagoyim es Kivodo. We say these words every Leil Shabbos, Kabbalah Shabbos. We say Sapru Vagoyim es Kivodo, that the Goyim are speaking about the Kavod of Hashem. Shafil bisipure hagoyim tzoik Kavod Hashem Yisbarach. Even from them, ki Kavodo Yisbarach tzoik tamid. It's always screaming out to us. That what's it screaming out? Kore umirames and hinting to us, La Adam sheyikarev ilav Yisbarach. Hashem's always trying to figure out ways to bring us close to Him. And Hashem brings us closer to Him. See, the way it works though is that Hashem wants us all to be close to Him and all to feel close. But you know, there's someone called the Satan who doesn't allow that to happen so easily. So that's why sometimes we don't see it. But Hashem, if a person thinks about it and you stop a little bit, you realize that Hashem is screaming out to you from everything. I'll tell you a story that one of my favorite stories happened while I was going out with my wife Michal. So I remember it was actually, I think it was Tinus Esther that this happened, so it's 3-year anniversary of that. It's cool. It was that we were in the city, we were going out for dinner, and it was that time like, I don't know, you know, it was decision time. And I remember I was like at a crosswalk, and you know in the city, you never know, like, even if you have a green light, there's always people crossing, you never know what to do. So I'm about to go, and this random guy is about to cross, so I'm like, yeah, I'll let him go. And then when I stop, he stops. And then I start to go and he starts to go. And then so I stop and he stops. And it was one of those things like back and forth. And it was literally for a minute. And finally he walks up to like the front of my car. He says, stop hesitating and make your decision already. And I was like, you're right. I was like, your mom is right. And I was like, wow, he just told me what to do. And Michal in the car was like, what just happened? I was like, I'm telling you, he's Eliyahu Navi. But what it was is literally it was a remez from Hashem, because that's what I needed to hear at that time. I didn't know. And literally, he said the exact words I needed someone to tell me. So what Rav Nachman's saying is if we stop to think about it, then all the time, anything, Hashem just sends me those hints wherever, but it comes from the strangest places, right? But it's always like, even today, I left my house a little bit late to get to yeshiva, and I left at 1:45, and mincha was at 2:30. And if I would have missed Mincha, then I would have daven later, would have messed up my whole chavrusa. I got to the Heights at 2:20. Now, if anyone's ever been to the Heights, it's impossible to find parking there. Maybe 20, if you found this spot within 20 minutes, that's like, that's very good. The lot. If you park in the lot for 5 minutes, it's $500. So like, you know? So I got there, and I was like, Hashem, I hate asking, but I need a spot. And I need a spot. If I miss this chavrusa, I need it. I mamish need it. And 2:23, 2:24, 2:25, and I'm like, Hashem, I know, I believe that it's gonna happen. And 2:26, all of a sudden I'm driving by, someone pulls out of a spot. Two cars just passed me before that, and all of a sudden at that second they pull out. I said, that's literally Hashem telling me, like, okay, you daven for it, you got it. I'm like, you want to learn, so therefore I'm going to give you a spot. But it's literally, Hashem's always there. Hashem's always giving us hints as to what He wants us to do. It's just how much you want to find it, and how much you believe in that also. So this whole thing, this is all Hakdama, just to what the Megillah itself is, right? Megillah's Esther. In the Megillah itself, let's look at a couple of different psukim to see just what this Nekud is that Hashem's always guiding us in everything. So if you look, it's in Perek Dalid, Pasuk Dalid. It says like this. That, by the way, if anyone wants to know how to prepare for Purim, it's for sure you have to learn the Megillah itself. You see, like, the story, you see everything, and, like, it's unbelievable. So, it's when, it's basically, it's crunch time in the Megillah, when, you know, things are happening, when it was after Haman made the decree already, and, you know, it was not, to destroy us completely, every single person, right? So, when Mordechai tells Esther, you have to go into the king, right? And then it says in Pasuk Yid Gimel, it says, "Vayomer Mordechai lahashiv el Esther, al tadami binafsheich lihimalik beis hamelech." It says, "Don't even imagine in your mind that you're going to be the one who's saved." Mikol Yehudim, who thinks that? But oh, because you're in a place of you're the queen, you think you're going to be saved? Ki im hacharish tacharishi beis hazos revach vatzal yamol Yehudim makom acher. Right, he says, if you don't step up now, it's going to happen somewhere else. But this is what you're chosen for. So listen to the words of the Malbim, what he says here. He says in the words, Al tidami ben avsheich. Says, Kol she'anu roim davar yotze min argilis hateva. Says, Mordechai was telling Esther, if you look at everything that's been going on since Achashverosh had his party, there has not been one normal second going on. You're a queen. That doesn't make it. You're the most simple person who didn't want, everyone else wanted to be with the king. You're the one person in the country who didn't want to be with the king, and you married the king. You have to put it into your heart to realize that what? That Hashem put you here for a reason. For a specific purpose. Because Esther was having all this atzlacha, she became the queen. She went to the lowest. She was the queen. Who rachok meneinin hargil. Says, this is so not what's normal. So crazy. Right? Behechra chaya bedavar Hashem le'ez atachlis. There has to be that Hashem's doing this for a reason, Esther. Right? Ve'achar shereinu she'az kar li'Yisrael ha'tzara v'kalels. And now that all of a sudden we see, this is the worst tzara, maybe of all time. Right? We say that one of the beautiful things about Purim is that it's a day that we go from misa l'chaim, mimavas l'chaim. Literally, we were supposed to be wiped out completely. Right? Says, you're in this position now. Why? Because Hashem is putting you here to save us. He says, look at what's everything that's going on. If Esther, it's only because you're in this place now, but let me explain to you. If you just think for 1 second, you realize, like, this is literally what I'm chosen for. This is my inyan right now. That what I'm, this is everything Hashem's been setting up until now is for this. To if you want to see another proof of this, in Pasuk Yid Aleph. Right? This is what the Maharal says. That Esther said to Mordechai, the reason why she didn't want to go in, says, Vani lo nikresi lavo al melech zesh loshim yom. Right? Everyone knows that pasuk. That what she said, I haven't been called in 30 days. The melech, you think I just go in? He doesn't even remember me anymore. Right? So we see it as like, she's got no shot. It's going to be bad. Listen to how Maharal sees it. Maharal says, no. Look how Hashem set it up. Hashem yisbarach asa zeh. The reason why Hashem did this, shelo haisa nikres, ki panim chadashos, chavivos biyoser imashe chaviv es asher tamir aimom. He says, why? Because if you're with the king every day, then he gets used to you. But now that he hasn't seen you in 30 days, right? Imagine, when a person, a husband and wife, right? The husband goes away for 30 days. When he comes back, it's so... fine, husband won't say it. Kids, right? When kids go to camp, right? You don't see kids for a month, and visiting day... You guys can't leave each other. Why? Because you haven't seen each other in so long. So he said that the way that Hashem was doing it here, Hashem set it up for Esther that what? You're not going to go in for 30 days, so that when you come in, he's going to be like, wow, my wife, I haven't seen you in so long. I'm so happy to see you. And he's saying, just think of that. Every single part of it, Hashem is just setting it up. Again, you can, literally, the Gra says in the Vilna Gaon, right? He says in Pasuk Beis, I saw this today. He says that, again, if I went around the whole room asking you what part of the Megillah is the Nes, each one of you would probably have a different answer, and you would all be right. You'd all be completely right. The Gra says that every single pasuk in the Megillah is the pasuk that starts the Nes. Why? Because you could say, oh, it's from, if right, I'll give you five options now. When Achashveros kills Vashti, that's the Nes, right? No. It's when Mordechai is sitting and he hears Big Summer Sarish, that's the Nes. Or no, it's when Esther goes in, that's the nace. Or it's when Haman puts on all the begadim on Mordechai, that's the nace. Or it's when Mordechai does... every single part of the Megillah is the nace itself, right? So now we'll go more. Perek Chaf, Pasuk Ches. It's unbelievable. It says, here. So when, this is already after Haman died, right? Haman was killed. So we know that, what did Esther say to Ahasuerus? So listen, king, like, can you please destroy, take back the letters that you sent, right? The letters that you sent that all of Klal Yisrael should be killed, right? He said, please take it back. So she was nervous. So listen to what Ahasuerus, the Russian himself, Ahasuerus, listen to what he says. It's based on the Malbim. He says in Pasuk Zayin, Vayomer HaMelech Ahasuerus LeEsther HaMalka LeMordechai Yehudi. He says to Esther and Mordechai. It's like, you know, like the Russia giving the Eitza to the two tzaddikim, you know? So Yehudi, Hine Beis Haman Nasati LeEsther, but also Talal Eitz. Says already the house of Haman was given to you guys. And he was hanged is the proper word, by the way. But also tell it, and he was hanged on the gallows. Alasher shalach edavuyudim, because he wanted to kill the Jews, right? So listen to what Ahasuerus was saying. Ulam. Halo bazeh adayin ehudim bisakanos. Right? We said, if you don't take back the letters, then we're going to be in such a tzara. Why? Because the letter says what? All the Jews will be killed. So Esther and Mordechai made sense. So what's Ahasuerus saying? He says, ki mi yodeh mi yizgaber, ehudim otzareim. If we go up against our enemies, who's going to win? V'od pen asar mi'azru la'tzor. Maybe they're going to have other people who help them. Listen to what he said. Azeh hiktim le'mor hine. Beis Haman asati le'Esther. Already the house of Haman was given to you. Umash oso tala eitz. And he was already hanged. Again, why did Haman, just a question, why did Haman make the gallows so high? So I saw an answer today, is because Haman, what any time he saw Mordechai, it literally destroyed him. Right? He couldn't deal with it. So Zeresh, his wife, who is even a bigger Russia, said to him, what? Now listen, make the gallows so high, this way whenever you're walking around the town, wherever you are, you're going to see the gallows, and you're going to be like, oh, I'm going to kill Mordechai there. So that's why they were so high, just so he'd be able to look at it. For example, I'll tell you, like this year, when I was in Uman for Rosh Hashanah, my wife gave me a picture of my son to take. So even though I was far away, and I had a little picture of Menachem Yisrael in my sitter, I was like, okay, I have Yishev Adas with that. So to Haman, Elif Alfei Avdalos, did that what? So anytime he saw the gallows, he would be happy. But also, everyone else also saw the gallows. So he says, everyone sees Haman hanged right now. Sheshalach Yadav Bayhudim. Why? Why was he hanged? Because he wanted to kill the Jews. So everyone in the world knew that, right? V'zed davar yaduim fursam. Umemela, kevar yadu asarim she'igros arishonos nichtav neged ritzon ha'melech. Everyone now knows the fact that they see Haman hanged shows what? That obviously the king doesn't like Haman. And obviously the king's on the Jew's side. Uvavada yastiru esaigaros arishonos ne'achronos ki yiru l'nafsham kol baya gilahem kimoshi gilahaman. That they're going to see that Haman's hanged, that means that, hold on a second, that means that probably the king doesn't want this to happen, and therefore they're just going to see from seeing that, they're not going to touch the Jews, and they're going to be on your side. The whole entire thing, again, you just see, it's one continuous thing of everything. You don't need anyone to tell. You see it clearly in the Megillah itself. That's why there's a halacha, amazing halacha, that says, when it comes to Megillah, it says, Bidi Eved, Im Dibur HaShomea B'Shasa Kriya V'Hechzir Afilu Teva Achas. Let's say you start talking in the middle of Megillah, and you miss one word, right? Bidi Eved Lo Yatza. Even, how do you say Bidi Eved in English? Bidi Eved, like even a second chance, right? Even not the best. Bidi Eved, sometimes, you know, you can do things like Bidi Eved and it normally works. Even here, Bidi Eved, it doesn't work. If you miss one word, why such like a strong thing if you miss one word? Because I think it's based off what the Gra said before, is that because every single word of the Megillah is the word, right? From the first word itself, Vayihi. Vayihi itself is already, that's the whole Nes. There's a Medrash that says that. Someone told me that today. From the first word itself, that every single word, if you miss one word, if you blink, you'll miss it. That's why it's so important just to realize that every single part of the Megillah is so important to us. Now, one could read the Megillah and say, like, that's a fascinating, like, story. Wow, what a story. And then shut the Megillah, put it on the shelf, and go in the morning, and then shut it, and next year I'll learn it also. You could say it's like, wow, what a story. But that's not the correct way that you look at the Megillah at all. So what's the correct way to look at the Megillah? So in this Sefer, one of my favorite Sfarim on Purim itself, is a Sefer called Sif Sechein. So listen to what he says about the beautiful brachos that come out on Purim. It says like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Berachmav HaGedolam, Hashem with His great mercy, like He has for all of us, Ratzel lehetiv imanu. He wanted to do good for us. Ba'ofen hayoser akol asher b'tchila. He wanted to do something good for us like has never been before. Asher kamohu lo yom yimekedem, like it's never been done. V'nasal nani yom echad bashana, yom gadol v'kadosh. He gives us one day in the year, yom gadol, the big day, the holy day. Shebo nasa nes gadol yoser mikol hanisim shenas Yisrael. That Hashem did a bigger nes than He's ever done for us. Now think of it, all, of all time. How many nesim Hashem has done for us that are literally benigle. Right? Even, I remember one of the rabbeim in the yeshiva went to, and I saw in the Tivarie, he spoke about on, what's it, Yom Ha'atzmaut. He spoke about how just like he just gave different stories from like the Six-Day War itself. You hear that. It's literally not one story he told makes any sense. There's one story he told that there, and again, this is like Dover, people know this. But there was one story that there was one tank in the field and there were, let's say, 30 Egyptian tanks, right? And somehow they didn't realize that it was one tank. They all said that it appeared that there were like hundreds of tanks showed up there. And all of a sudden they all went out of their tanks and they surrendered. How does that happen? You see, nothing was simple there. Now, of all the nisim Hashem's ever done for us, like the state of Israel, Kriyas Yamsif, Chanukah, he says Purim is the greatest nis of all. Sheheir Hashem Yisrael ha'ara gidola. Hashem showed us such a great light. Nifla mimekor ma'od elyon niska, from the highest of highest places. Sheayada, through the nis of the Megillah, Misugalim anachnu lahargish ba'omak nishpasenu noam ve'oneg. Right? It has all the segulas. We're always looking for segulas. All the segulas are rooted within the Megillah itself. Ma she'ein zochim la b'chol hashana. Not like something we have the whole entire year. Normally we don't hear this stuff at Purim. We hear Purim like a nice day, you give Shalach Manos and you hear Megillah and you have a nice Suda. But we don't realize it's the day of the year that all the deeper Sfarim is saying, it's the biggest day of the whole entire year. This is what he says on page 69. He says, "V'zeh atam shnikra sefer azos Megillah." Right? What does the word Megillah mean? It's from the word Megale, to reveal. So the Kedushas Levi says, "Megillas Esther is revealing all that's hidden in our lives. All the things that what's hidden also is the things we're lacking. Whether it's parnasa, whatever you could imagine in your life that you're lacking, in Torah, tefillah, whatever it is, it's all within the Megillah. It's just how much we're looking to hear from the Megillah. Are we looking to hear it's a nice story that happens, you know, that I've heard it before? Or are we realizing that, like we say, Bayam Mehem Bazman Azeh? The Rizal says that Bayam Mehem Bazman Azeh means it happened then, and it happens again now. Every single year of Purim, it's not like Mordechai and Esther was thousands of years ago. It's today, it's now. Tainus Esther is going to be tonight, it's today. But that or, the great brachos that came then, all the Sfarim say are happening now also. So it's how much do we want to be part of it? It's how much do we want that to be part of our lives? When we hear the Megillah, all the great or, all the great light, and all the brachos come down to us at that moment. Right? We know, what's the famous line by Purim? Right? Anyone who puts out their hand to you, you have to give to them. Meaning that tzedakah. I was zochet to see that happening when I was in Nitiv. It's right by the Kotel. So by the Kotel, normally everyone's, you know, collecting. How much more so on Purim? You have to give everyone. So I remember everyone told us the Eitzah is go exchange 100 shekel for 10 agurot of 100 shekel. So and 10 agurot is nothing. So you just go like that the whole day. But what it means, call up al pi halacha, call up posha yanos. That means anyone who puts out your hand to you, even a goy, you give them tzedakah. But the way Sfarim learn it is that it's talking to Hashem. Because it all says, just as we follow the Torah, so too Hashem has to follow the Torah. Right? If He commands us, He has to keep it Himself. Right? So, kol ha-poshiyah noslam means that any one of us who put our hands to Hashem, say, Hashem, posech zdech, I need something, He's going to give it to you. If you want to ask for something that you need in life, Purim is that day. That you say, Hashem, kol poshiyah. But how many people aren't aware of that? And they say, yeah, Purim's like a regular day like every other day. It's during the week. It's all because Purim's that day of what? Nister. It's hidden to you. And it's only the people who are, you know, when you're in like a club, you know this certain club, and people are like, why are you part of this? But you can't explain how awesome it is. That's Purim. Because Purim is a hidden day. It's only for the people who know that go into the pnimius of it, go into the deeper dimension of it, right? Anyone who wants to, you can get it. But it's all about how our approach is to Megillas Esther. Do we want to realize that it's not just an ancient book? And how much do we want to be part of it? That in the Megillah itself, question. How many times does the name Hashem come up in the Megillah? Zero. Not once. Now, So it's interesting because the Chasam Sofer says that Moshe Weinberg just said this. He said the Chasam Sofer says in a drasha that the or that's in the Megillah is even higher than a Sefer Torah itself. If the Chasam Sofer didn't say that, then no one would be able to say that. So that's crazy because in the Torah, the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, the main name of Hashem, right, comes up over 1,000 times. In the Megillah, not once. And the Megillah is holier? How? Obviously, there's a big secret going on here that we don't understand. There's something there. So now, the whole thing is everyone says that Purim is the Nes Besoch Teva, within nature, right? So sometimes you could say that so much that you come to think, so just as it's a Nes within Teva, so Purim itself is a day of Teva. We eat, we drink, right? We give Mishloach Manos, we dress up even, right? It's a chol. You don't have to, there's no Shabbos to it, really. There's no Isser Malacha. You can do whatever you want. Okay, you have to spend an extra half hour here in the Megillah. That's it. But that's for a person who thinks that. But really, the Indian of Purim is that it's such a hidden day that it's so above Teva. It's the highest day of the year. Right? We know the famous words of the Megillah is what? Is V'nahapochu. Right? V'nahapochu. Everything was changed. So, it's in Perek Tes where it says those words, V'nahapochu. Right? It's not just a nice song. It's in the Megillah itself. So it says like this. Sibro Avei, Hudim, Mishlopahem, and Ahapochu. Right? Everything changed. Listen to what the Malbim says. The Malbim says, V'nahapochu, Shinishapich Adavar Mehapach Elapach. That not only was that Haman, right? Haman planned to kill us, right? So you would think if his plans just got destroyed and it didn't work out for him, then fine. But not only did his plans not work out, what happened? That we killed Haman himself. And we made a whole holiday from it. That A, it went from bad for Haman to good for us. Which is the hefech and hefech. So he says what? Shelo haya b'davar b'derech ha-teva. That there is not one little speck of teva within Purim itself. Purim is a day that is totally, totally l'mal min ha-teva. It's the highest day of the year. Right? So you're going to tell me, well, no, what about Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is a higher day, no? So the Zohar HaKadosh says that what? Yom Kippur is the word what? Yom Kippurim. It's only like Purim. Now everyone here, I guarantee you, right? Everyone here on Yom Kippur is like, okay, Hashem, I've been bad the year. Today, I'm a new person this year, right? How many people think about the Purim? Purim's a joke. I dress up, you know? I don't even have to show up. Yom Kippurim. Yom Kippur is only like Purim, right? So Yom Kippur, we know Yom Kippur, right? It's a minute we all wear white. Everyone wears white in Yom Kippur. Why? Because you're literally like Malach. Right? Even wear your talis at night to show that you're like a Malach. So if that's Yom Kippur, how much more so on Purim? Is that Purim you think, so why don't we wear white? Because again, we're showing that you could even be within this world and be Lama Manateva. Meaning what? Yom Kippur, the mashal goes like this from Yira Kadosh. He says, he gives a mashal. He says, you have two guys, right? Store owner. Store owner A, store owner B. So store owner A hears that there's a thief coming, there's a burglar coming tomorrow night at 9 o'clock to rob his store, right? So he says, okay, I have to get ready, make sure to prepare. So 8:55, the guy hides behind his own cashier, and he sees, like, a guy literally broke into his store. And all of a sudden, he does one of those crazy, like, horns and sets the alarm off. So all of a sudden, what happens? The robber runs away, the police come, they don't catch him, but he was saved. So that's great, no? He saved himself from the robber. Okay, very good. Store B, the next night also, here's the robbers coming, same guy, 9 o'clock, different store. And so all of a sudden he hides behind the thing, hides behind the cashier, and sees the guy coming in. And he says, no, I'm not going to do the blowhorn. And all of a sudden he sees him walking by, and he jumps on him, and he puts a net over him, and ties his hands up, and catches him. Calls the police, takes this guy goes to jail, locked up for the rest of his life. Now who did better? You say guy B, right? But who was more dangerous? Guy B. He says, that's the difference in Yom Kippur and Purim. Yom Kippur, what do we do Yom Kippur? We run away from the Yetzirah, right? We say, no eating, no drinking, no comfortable shoes, no mikvah, no anything. We're just staying in shul the whole time. Davening, that's it. White, everything. So what happened? We ran away from the Yetzirah, but what happens the second you finish Yom Kippur? How much can I eat tonight? Right? You ever realize, I think it's the craziest thing. After Yom Kippur, it's like, it's as if, you feel like you came from, like, Yom Kippur is a different world. But all of a sudden, you're right back to where you were. It says Purim is much more dangerous. Why? Because Purim, you're eating. The biggest point of the whole day of Purim is eating and drinking. right? So it's more dangerous. But if you do it correctly, if you do it b'kedusha, then what? Then you killed your Yetzirah. You caught your Yetzirah. So that's Purim. The meaning that it's higher in that Yom Kippur is that you go above the world. But Purim is that the above the world comes down to this world and shows you that this world itself isn't really anything with, there's no Teva at all. It's all a Ma'amna Teva. Again, that's why the Megillah applies to each one of us, right? Each person here has their own personal relationship. Like Rav Moshe Siwarmbri just said, it's Hashem's love letter to each Jew themselves. If you look at it, I've been going through the Megillah. It literally, I feel like it's my life, right? You start off, you have like a great up, and then like boom. And then up, and then this, and then it's like curving down. Blah, 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 blah. But it's everyone's life is in this itself. We're all connected to this. You know, we have the Esther moments, then we have the moments where we're Haman, then we have the moments that all of a sudden, like, why do I feel like my world is ending right now? And then all of a sudden, you get up and down, up and down, up and down. But the Megillah applies to each one of us personally. Again, it's how much you want to realize that Hashem is sending you personally the messages in it. And how deep you want to go into it, how deep you want to see into it. So now, let's come to the Or Gedalia. The Or Gedalia is short. Ensby is related to my wife's family, so it's cool. But Or Gedalia, I've been learning a lot of this for Purim. It's really, really, really good stuff. So it goes like this. On page Memdal in Or Gedalia. It says, and the paragraph starts with Ach. He says like this. Ach. B'socha seder hazeh al siba musovev. He says, within the world that we live in, the regular world we live in, you could find the deeper meaning to it. You have to look for it, but there's always something deeper. How Hashem is running the world at every single moment, right? Whether I have ups or downs, but it's always Hashem's always there with me. Sometimes when we have downs, it's only because Hashem wants us to get closer. Right, you know, when you have a downtime, you need that friend to speak to. So when sometimes you have a downtime, it's just Hashem says, I just want you to realize how much you need me. Right? V'shakol ha-mitzhave ba'olam hu ha'idei ma'im Hashem. That everything that happens in the world is just from Hashem. U'ksha adam mizbonim b'chol mikra shabolam. When a person, again, that word mizbonim, like we said before, when a person thinks about everything that happens to him in life, right? U'meivin shakol hu ha'idei Hashem Yisbarach. And knows that every single part that's happening is just from Hashem. As hanhaga milmala he beseder shashkacha pratis. Then you have what comes upon you, hashkacha pratis. Hashkacha pratis, Hashem looks on you individually. Sheyesh alav hashkacha miyuchedes mimarom. You have a specific looking upon you. Limala meyaseder ativi shall see bansoviv. Limala minateva. Listen to his words. This is very strong words he's about to say. Ki kefi ma she'adam ma'amin beaseder shashkacha pratis. That according to how much a person believes, everyone knows here what Hashkacha Pratis is, right? That Hashem knows, looks upon you yourself. Listen, according to how much you believe in Hashkacha Pratis, Kein hu Hashkacha Alav. That's how much Hashkacha Pratis is on you. Again, how much you believe in that is how much as that is on you. Aval, Im hu chas v'shal ma'amin b'seder shal mikra, that everything in the world is happenstance, Az hu tachas hanag l'shal mikra. Then you fall under that. And you fall under the way the world goes itself. And then you don't have these unbelievable, like, individual miracles. See, the big miracles isn't tachlis. For example, we know that Matan Torah, right? We think that Matan Torah was mamish, that's the highest we ever got. But what happened after Matan Torah? The Cheir Ega. It's one of the craziest things that happened. The highest moment of all time. What Or Chaim says, the whole world is going to this moment. Right over there, the Cheir Ega happened. So I remember when I did chaburas in DRS, always like these scale, like 11th graders, it's always like 11th graders. So many of them said to me, listen, I would be a better Jew if Hashem did me a nes nigla. I believe. And I said, it's just not true. It's not how it works. He says, what do you mean? I said, Klai Yisrael, after we had Kriyas Yamsuf, we started complaining. After we had Matan Torah, we started with Cheir Ega. So we have to realize that what the big miracles, that's not what works for us. The little miracles that happen every single day. When we start realizing it, all of a sudden you start becoming on fire. Like, this is really where it is. And I see that Hashem is so attached to my life every second. Right? As long as you believe in Hashkacha Pratis, that's how much Hashkacha Pratis is going to come on you. So, now Mikra. The Lashon of Mikra means that everything is Teva. And just, it happens because it's nature. This is how the world works. So that's a Malik. Right, Parsha Zachar is this week, right? Zachar is about erasing a malik. So what's the main way that a malik works? It's like this. Kol yisodo shel malik shekasav etzlo asher karcha b'derech. Right, that they happened upon us. Karcha, the notion of kara that happened. Also, asher karcha. So let's say for sipsechein, according to Imrinom, asher karcha is gematria achashverosh. So achashverosh and Haman were really one with each other. If you look also in the Megillah itself, it's very clear. I'll just show you how. Right, it looks to us that achashverosh was like some dummy who didn't know what was going on. Right, but what was Haman's title? Was Tzorer HaYehudim. He was known as the guy who hates the Jews. So when Haman came to Ahasuerus and said, I have this nation, I can't tell you who, but I want to kill them, right? Everyone knew, like, it's the Jews. Ahasuerus also knew. He just tried to hide himself, but he was also Russia, right? Karcha miloshon mikra. Shekol yesodo hu mikra. Because the whole yesod of Amalek is mikra, right? It's just happenstance. That's why the gematria of mikra is 345. The gematria of Ratzon is 346, right? So Amalek's whole thing is they do not let you get to Ratzon. It's one less than Ratzon. Because they say, if you have a Ratzon, we can't let you have that. We have to make sure that everything you do is boring and lazy, and Shabbos is boring, and Purim is boring, and everything is boring. Everything. A wedding for your children is boring. That's what they try to make you see, that the world is just boring. But that's not what it is. We have to realize that Purim teaches us what? That the world's on fire. Kel Chai V'Kayim, we say about Hashem. Hashem is alive and he's mamish on fire with this whole world, what he's doing. So we know that tonight we're entering into Tainus Esther, right? Tonight's Yud Aleph, but because this year that Yud Gimel is on Shabbos, therefore we push it up to Yud Aleph, right? So really, the way that Sfarim say it is that the entrance into Purim itself is Tainus Esther. I mean, you can't have Purim unless you have Tainus Esther. So it comes to be an interesting halacha, actually. Because, I'll read it here, it's on page 90, is that we know, for example, let's say you have Tisha B'Av, right? So Tisha B'Av, for example, this past year, Tisha B'Av was on Shabbos, right? So why don't we make Tisha B'Av on, instead of on Sunday, we should make it on Friday. Or like we're doing the Tainus Esther, we should make it on Thursday, right? Why later? Because there's a concept, is that you don't makdim puranios. You don't bring punishments quicker. You push them off as much as you can. So listen to what he says. The Kosev Sham. Shetainus Esther eino Peronios, Kishar Atenios. Tainus Esther wasn't because of Peronios. Ella, bo lezecher anes. Rather, the reason why we fast on Tainus Esther is why? Because we're remembering the nes that Hashem did for us. Vuhu kimosha kazavnu, shetainus hi chedek, me'aseder shemachias amalek. Because the Tainus Esther is part of the whole Seder of Mechias Amalek. Means that what? You can't have Purim, you can't destroy Amalek unless you have Tainus Esther. V'yesh lahosif ki b'tainus Esther lo shayach l'sanos achar Purim. Why? Again, push it off to after Purim. No, you can't. Ki kol hatainus nikba k'akdam l'Purim. Because tainus Esther is the way you go into Purim itself. U'kemosh az hayah hadvari hatzomos v'zakasam akdam l'chiz amalek. Just as back then, why did Esther and Mordechai fast? That itself was the tshuva, and through the tshuva, that's how we were zocha to destroy Amalek. What we're going into now, Tainus Esther, it's not just a day, another day of fasting. It's a day what? This is what brings me to destroy Amalek. What Amalek is, see, like, if I ask you right now, who's Amalek? We don't know who they are today. Right? Some people said that they were the Nazis, Yimach Shemo. So today, who's Amalek? Right? So the Zohar HaKadosh says Amalek is the Yetzirah. Right? That today, all our Yetzaharas and all the things we have bad that happen to us in life, and all the hardships we go through, family things, friends, whatever you could think of, that's Amalek. So believe me, when Sfarim tell us how important is to raise Amalek, it's not just saying on a high level. It's saying all the little Amaleks of our life. Amalek is also the guy who comes to you in your ear and says, you're a loser. You're nothing. You're not a good Jew. That's Amalek. Who tells you that you can't be someone big, that's Amalek. So this day of Tainus Esther is what gets rid of all those little things that bother us. All the hardships we have in life. Amalek. That's what they are. So listen to what he says. We'll finish up. This will be like the Akdama to finish. So it says also in Or Gedalia that... Here, like this. It says, V'chein. Nishar hadar v'ledoros. Right? Remember we said, B'yam mehem azman azet. This in of Tainus Esther is forever. Sha'ofen lizgaber al kocho shel Amalek hu al-yedei ha-divri ha-tzomos v'zakasam. Right? So we know that it says that Yud Gimel, which is Tainus Esther, is called Zman Kehila Lakolhi. It's a time that everyone gathers together. Upershu ki hakavanashu yom tainis. V'tainis hu behakal. A tainis is when everyone's gathered together, right? It's a gathering. Kasher kasuv leich kinos kol yudim. Right. What did Esther say? Leich kinos is kol, go gather everyone. She didn't say go gather all the tzaddikim. Go gather every single Jew is included in Purim. Everyone. Right? V'tzomo alai. Sheyom atainis hu zman likal. Ulevo ala b'china shel nekalu v'amor al-nafsham. It's a day where we get together and v'amor al-nafsham. So what does amur al-nafsham means? It means to stand on our nefesh. What does that mean? So basically, all of us, our neshamas, are like our nefesh. So the Chiddush Yerem says that what? It says, the pasuk says, lihikala, lihikahel, that we gather, v'amur al-nafsham. He says, through lihikalel, through us gathering together, amur al-nafsham, we go even higher than who we are. We go l'mal neteva. So it's actually cool. Hashem sami matana, is that if you spell lihikahel, which means to gather, right? Lamid, hey, kuf, hey, lamid. Yeah? So now spell lihikahel backward. What do you get? Lihikahel. I mean, so what does that mean for us? Is that whether you have to, lihikal is like achdus, right? Whether the achdus comes in the normal way, or whether you have to go the back way, that it's hard, you have to get it done. That's what Purim comes to. You're having a hardship with someone, you want Purim, then you have to get it done. You go the back way, go whatever it works, you have to get it done. Why? Because this is what brings us to be higher than a malik itself. Al yidei atainis, v'chein nishar koch adoros, this is forever. She'al yidei atainis, yachol is alos yikal. Through the tainis itself, through tainis as the day itself, it brings us to a higher place. Al adarga she'achdus, yigrom la'bechina shal nekal v'amar al-nafsham. V'chein nikr yom ki lekol. Right, when Esther said, leich kinos is kol Yehudim, then everything started like kicking. That's when it started going fast, very fast. Right? Because when we have Achdus, that's the key to Gula. When Hashem sees that down here we're gathered together, Hashem says, okay, give up. Just as Purim was an unbelievable nace, so too when Mashiach comes, it's also going to be like, wow, I never would have imagined that. That's what Purim is. It says, the Rambam says that for all the, I think the Gemara also says, is that, Rosh Tzvi Weinberg just said this too, that Lassid Lavo, you know how many of the Yom Tov we have? We have Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. You know how many are going to be back when Mashiach comes? None of them. Except for Purim. Why? Because Purim teaches us that what? That A, it's a day of Achdus Yisrael, but it's also a day that's within this world, that it's only, that there's no Teva in it. That Rav Nassim Breslover says that Lassid Lavo is going to be the Hashkacha of Purim itself. That what? It's not going to be Pesach, which was a nace, unbelievable nace. It's going to be Purim. That every single day itself, the day in and day out stuff we do, that itself is the Ma'am Teva. That the fact that I could breathe, the fact that I could walk, how many times do we think about that? Again, it's such simple stuff. But to realize that that itself is a nes, and to thank Hashem for that itself. That's what Purim teaches you. That every single part of my life, every single little point of my life, if I could thank Hashem for that. And then when I start thanking Hashem, right? When you say thank you to someone, it gives them a chias. I know this from my grandmother. Right? Whenever, always makbid, you say thank you. You know? Why? Because it makes someone feel appreciated. That they did something for you, you say thank you. It makes them want to give more. So how much more so for Hashem? When you say thank you to Hashem for the Nes of Purim, for the fact that I could see, Hashem says, you know what? I'm going to give you more, and give you more, and give you more. So now, coming back to how we started, right? We started by saying what? Kishem shemich nechas av, mimatim simcha. Just as when av starts, we lessen our simcha, so to when other starts, we increase our simcha. So my Rebbe, Rav Matul Zilber, said something unbelievable. He says, why do you have to start from Rosh Chodesh Av to be sad? Why? What happened to Rosh Chodesh Av? Anyone know? So there's only, in the whole Torah, there's only one Yahrzeit in the whole Torah. You know who's Yahrzeit? Aaron HaKohen, right. Aaron HaKohen is the only Yahrzeit in the whole Torah. You know when Aaron HaKohen died? Rosh Chodesh Av. So he says, Kishem Shemich, and he says, Av, Imatin B'Simcha. Why? Because Aaron died. And what was Aaron all about? Oev Shalom, V'Rodev Shalom. He was all about Shalom. He says, so the main tzara of Av is that what? Klai saw no shalom. Why was the base of Mikdash destroyed? Destroyed? Sinas chinam. He says, so kaf mishenichnas av marm b'simcha. Why? Because other is a time where what? Mishloach manos, ishtarei eyu. It's what? A time of simcha. Why? Because everyone's gathered together. That's what Purim's all about. It's a simcha that we're fixing av. Right? We're lifting up av. That's why if you take the gematria of other, which is 205, plus av, which is 3. What's 205 plus 3? 208 is gematria Yitzchak. And Yitzchak, what's the word Yitzchak? Yitzchak is tzachok, to laugh. It's the biggest laughter. Why? When Adar comes and lifts up Av, lifts up the Achdus Yisrael, it's the biggest laughter that there can be. And that's why we say, Az Yimalei Sechok Pinu. What's the day of the year that's the biggest laughter? Purim, right? If you see a Purim sign, it's always like a clown. Even though I'm not so into clowns, but when you see a clown, it's something that gives you chiz, it gives you laughter. So that's Yitzchak, that's Purim. Why? But how do we get there? It's all about the achdus that we have. It's all about the ahava we have for each other. It's not just that I have to give this person mishloach manos because I have to. It's that when I give it to them, I give it to them in an unbelievable way. I say, I'm giving this to you. Why? Because I love you. Write a note to someone you give mishloach manos to. Don't just do it, okay, here's for you. Make someone feel good on Purim. Show that there's a real achdus to each other. Again, when Esther said, Lech kinos es kol hayehudim. Don't just give it to someone. Give it to someone you don't know. Give it to someone that you don't always see eye to eye with. Just give them. Why? Because Hashem gets nachas from that. Hashem really enjoys stuff like that. And that's why, just to close out, is that we say on Chanukah, I don't want to say this, that we say that like this, that Purim, basically, the Indian of Purim is that, again, we just spoke, there's so much in Purim, the whole Megillah, there's so much to do. And Purim has to be, it's one of the busiest days of the year. But like we said before about the hisbonus, right? To be misborn, to think, is that you have to make sure you gain time to sit and think on Purim. To what? To realize that what an unbelievable time there is. To get some time of the day to daven. Kol HaPoshi Anosa, it's such an important day for tefillah, for davening, for anything you need. Because all the gates are open. Remember the last couple of years I spent like the whole night by the Lubavitcher Rebbe's Olel. And it was the best part of Purim each year. Why just davening? They're like, wow, what an opportunity. The world is so quiet at 2 o'clock in the morning. You know? And just to daven and just to realize that this is what Purim's all about. It's not all about it's not just about the drinking. It's not just about the eating. It's not just about the Mishloach Manos. It's not just about the Megillah. It's also realizing what's going on. What's the message that Hashem's sending to me? So just to close with a story. I'll read a story. It's always nice to end with a story. So, that's one of my favorite stories also, and I think it's very connected to Purim. So, there's a Rebbe, Rabbi Yitzchak Mivorker. He is an unbelievable, he was known for like a Havas Yisrael. He loved Jews like Mamish, like no one loves Jews. So it says, a man once came to the holy Rabbi Yitzchak Mivorker and cried to him, Rebbe, I'm Mamish desperate right now. My child is so sick. He may even, God forbid, be dying. Rebbe, I'm begging you, please pray for my son to get well. I'm begging you, I can't lose my son. The Vorker sat very still. He closed his holy eyes and rocked back and forth for a while. Then he looked at the Yidla and said, sadly, I'm so sorry to tell you, but all the gates of heaven are closed so tightly right now. There's nothing I can do to open them. None of my tefillahs can go. I'm so sorry to tell you, but you just might as well go home. The father buried his head in his hands and began to sob. He began to hysterical cry. But what could he do? What could he possibly do right now? Right? He climbed back onto his wagon and started on his way home, crying the whole time that he wouldn't be able to save his son. He'd been traveling for about half an hour when suddenly he heard the sound of another wagon chasing after him. He turned around, and who was it? It was the holy Vorker himself. The Rebbe pulled up beside the Yidla. He said, stop your wagon here, please. He said, I have something to say to you. He said, okay, what do you have to tell me? Whatever it is. He says, they reined in their horses. The Vorker helped the father down from his wagon, and they sat together on the grass side by side on the road. Imagine that, seeing like two Jews sitting on the grass together. He says, after you left, the Rebbe said, I couldn't stop thinking about you and your son. You seemed just so sad. It almost broke my heart. Then I realized that I might not be able to help your boy, but at least I can sit and cry with you. If I can't help you, I can cry with you. And the Vorker put his arm around the Yidla, bowed his holy head, and began to sob from the deepest depths of his heart. He began to just cry with him. To his surprise, the father realized that the Rebbe was crying even harder than he was for his own son, than he himself had ever cried for anything in his whole life. So he started sobbing even more. And then the Rebbe started screaming and crying. And then they were crying so loud. The two men sat crying together for a long, long time. Suddenly the Rebbe lifted his head, wiped away his tears, and smiled. And then he laughed out loud. He says, do you by any chance have some wine in your wagon? He asked the father. He says, yes, I actually do have wine. He says, then bring it fast, the Vorker said in a heavy voice. We need to say L'chaim. Sounds like Purim, no? The Yidla had no idea what was going on, but he hurried to bring the wine in two glasses. He said, my son's dying. We're drinking wine. What's going on here? The Vorker poured for both of them. L'chaim, my friend, L'chaim. And the bewildered father echoed, L'chaim, I guess. I don't know. He says, the Rebbe said to him, I know you must think I'm crazy right now. We're crying 1 minute and now we're laughing the next minute, but it just happened so quickly. I just have to celebrate. He says, what do you have to celebrate? Please tell me, my son's dying. He says, it's mamish a miracle. A minute ago, Thanks to our tears together, the gates suddenly opened wide open, and now your son will live, l'chaim, to life. So what do we see from that story? Such a sweet story. Is that what it is? When you could put your arms around another Jew and drink a cup of wine, which is Mamar's whole day of Purim, when you could sit together with people you sometimes you don't even know them, but you could just mechazik them. You could tell them, you know, you're a Jew, you're wearing a yarmulke, it's good enough, you know? So many people I see in YU. Like Rav Moshe Arm just spoke about this, you know? So I'm Zocha Baruch Hashem to get to be in a base medrash, and it's also get to be other people. Rav Moshe just said to us, he's like, think of how many Jews there are there in YU who don't know the first thing about the base medrash. And they're terrified to walk in here because they don't know anything, and no one here tells them to come. So how much does it mean to a person who walk by them and say, good morning? I'll be like, yarmulke, some people have payas. Yeah, he's a good guy. Maybe I'll come join him. I'm telling you, you don't appreciate what one little word can do to a person. And that's Purim. Purim, like we said before, the Gros says that every single pasuk of the Megillah is the Nes itself. So you have to realize that, yes, we're all small Jews here, but believe me, Hashem gets a big nachas ruach when 10 people get together and come to learn before Purim. Tanis Esther. Two people, the whole Nes happened for two people, Mordechai and Esther. That's why if you take gematria of Mordechai and the gematria Esther, it's gematria 935, is gematria Shalom with the Mem. It's gematria Shalom. Why? Because this is the whole nekudah of Mordechai and Esther, is that they bring Shalom together. But that's the nekudah, is that we also, just as they did it, so too. It's not just something that they did and now for us, okay? We also have to do it. Sometimes it's hard, but instead of like lichahel, whether it's backward or forward, you just have to get it done. So b'schus us coming together, b'schus tainus Esther, shizochar that day, v'alzi mali schopinu, with the coming Mashiach, m'hir aminu, amen. How do I pause it? No.
How do we close it? Elisa.
I got it. 4, 2, 3.
Fighting now.